Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap. Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. This week's show is a little funky, a little jazzy, but all really, really great music as usual. Let's kick things off with the one and only Tony Bennett, who turned 87 on Saturday, August 3rd, only here on New York Standard.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time she'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry. She will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be. All the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's got to happen. Happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be. In my favor, something's bound to begin. It's got to happen sometime.
God above, please look down and see my people through. He'll give peace and comfort to every troubled mind. Come Sunday, oh, come Sunday, that's the day. He will hear your every prayer. Lilies of the valley, they neither toil nor spin. And will sing. He will hear your every prayer. Up from dawn till sunset, men work hard all day.
That's the day.
Abby Lincoln there with Come Sunday. I've played that before. It's a Sunday song, and obviously I usually produce this show in sync with Sundays, so it made sense to play it. And it's a more spiritual song than I'm used to playing and used to listening to, but she had such a unique instrument that I love to play her music. That's from the Abby Is Blue record, Come Sunday. Before that, we heard Ugly Beauty from Monk on the Straight No Chaser record, real fun tune there. And before that, maybe this time from the Candor Neb Musical Cabaret, from Tony Bennett, a man who just turned 87 years old and doesn't seem to be slowing down. I don't know how, but doesn't seem to be slowing down. Sonny Rollins is one of my favorite saxophonists, and probably yours too. And he cut a record in, I think, 1964, 1965, with Coleman Hawkins. Him and Lester Young go neck and neck as the best players of all time. And the rest are just imitators in a lot of ways. And here's a song from that compilation. I wouldn't even call it a compilation. An album that they made together called Sonny Meets Hawk. The tune is called At McKee's. And it's from Sonny Meets Hawk on the Impulse label. Only here on New York Standard.
Thank you.
That was Sonny Rollins and Coleman Hawkins, the tune At McKee's, and I feel like I should genuflect in the direction of that music. Two really amazing players, and but then I should also step back and apologize for misannouncing. That was a record that came out in 1963, and was released on the RCA Victor label. They weren't really a jazz label, and so it just I naturally assume there's Verve, there's Impulse, and then a handful of other contributors to this stuff from that era. And I just naturally assumed that that it was that. And I did a little digging around, and lo and behold, I was wrong. So when I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I'm always happy to admit when I'm wrong. So. I tell you, earlier this week, I was riding around on the subway to an appointment or to work or from home or to home or somewhere. And I've had this habit for years of just putting on my iPod on shuffle. I have 26,000 songs on my iPod, so you never know what you're going to get. And ironically, now that I'm thinking about it, I almost rarely, when I do that, and I'd say I do it about a dozen or more times a year, I rarely hear the loads of classical music that I own, which is kind of disappointing, because I really enjoy what little I do own. And I'd say I probably own 100 records worth of classical music. I almost never hear them, and that's a shame. But I came across this when I was on shuffle with earlier this week, and I have played Sidney Bechet before. I will play Sidney Bechet again, but it just jumped. This song jumped off the page to me, and then the song following it, to me, the two of them almost seem like perfect partners in crime. So this is Sidney Bechet with "Rip Up the Joint" on New York Standard. Thank you.
cats are groovy and ready.
Gas ready. Rip up the joint.
The joint is dashed like a top.
Top spinning. Pick up the beat.
Come on politely and steady.
Yes, steady. Dig out your beat.
And catch your kicks on a hop.
Skip, jump, hop.
Now you may be an icky from way back yonder when, but when you dig this righteous feel, you romp on down and then.
Yes, rip up the joint.
The man got hip and he dug it.
Yes, dug it. Rip up the joint.
The joint is dashed like a top. From way back yonder when, but when you dig this righteous feel, you romp on down and then.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Wynonie Harris. I love that guy. I think I own a greatest hits and then three or four cuts off of a compilation that that he did, or that they King Records put out a compilation when I was a Jesus, senior in college, and I got turned on to so many great R&B, early R&B acts like Wynonie Harris. Certainly not, you wouldn't necessarily lump him in with a lot of the usual music that you hear on this show and amongst the popular standards crowd, but to me, the instrumentation similar, the notation similar. The only thing that's really different is the way he's more wailing than singing. Yeah, a little bit more of a belter than a lot of these singers. And speaking of great singers, the best, in my opinion, Johnny Hartman, with My Ship, on New York Standard.
My ship has sails that are made of silk. The decks are trimmed with gold, and of jam and spice, there's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls and rubies, fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, no, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives, that dream need never, never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me, if the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own.
Through the bad times, all my dreams never came true somehow. All the things are gonna be different now, baby. Girl, we're gonna make it this time.
you can throw away that shabby dress. Buy yourself the finest things in town, girl. Dry your eyes. We're celebrating. There's gonna be happiness waiting, baby. Helen, we're gonna make it this time. You stood by my side when things were bad. You helped me along the way. You wiped the tears of a big man thinking about to cry. About the things that happen to him each day. I love you, girl. Baby!
Yes, I do! Lord, I do! My ship
is coming in!
Travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening. Summer breeze warbling of a meadow lark. Moonlight in Vermont,
pennies
in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont, and oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh,
I see fade away, ski trails on a mountain. Snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely. Summer breeze warbling above a meadow lark. Moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
Little Sam Cooke there, Moonlight in Vermont. That's a favorite of mine. That's from that may exist on other pieces elsewhere, but that is from a compilation called the Keen Records Story, and that's the label that he launched from. I bought that probably a year and a half or so ago, and it's a really fine sort of compilation of the things that that Sam Cooke did, and really enjoy that. And it's a compilation. I want to say that he was on Keen Records for about 2 years, and so back then they used to cut, you know, the little sides of albums, you know, like the plague. I mean, it was really just such a different time, and the way they would turn things around was just so dramatically different. And the crazy thing is that today the means of distribution is so much faster. I mean, you could, I could record something today and put it up on iTunes tomorrow. And the fact that they don't do that, and they can completely control it and all of this stuff, it's bloody boring, if nothing else. And at a time when the process was so much more complicated. I mean, cutting a vinyl record is a complicated process. First thing, you got to have all the instruments and record it and make sure it all sounds good and great and all of that. Then you got to transfer that tape over to vinyl, and that transfer is a process in itself. And the fact that we're, I mean, this right now, this is the easiest time to make an album. And some of the greatest artists of our time, you know, they take 5 or 6 years to do a bloody record. It's killing me. But anyway, Sam Cooke, the Keen Records story, Moonlight in Vermont, one of my favorite songs, and a neat rendition. And before that, we heard Walter Jackson from the Best of Walter Jackson, the OK Years. His story is just so moving in itself, and really, I'll just say this, read up on Walter Jackson. He's such a fabulous singer, and a really, really great, he had an ability to pick songs, just the right songs. He's based out of Chicago, and if you pick up that compilation, if you can find it on CD or vinyl, I can't imagine, but if you can find it, it speaks to, Luther Vandross was the guy who was quoted in the liner notes, and I think he may have even written the liner notes, and it was brilliant. It was beautiful because he was a Chicago kid, grew up listening to Walter Jackson, so he spoke about what power Walter Jackson had on his life and being and abilities. Just really moving stuff. And before that, we heard My Ship. So we had My Ship Is Coming In, and then Moonlight in Vermont. And My Ship was by Johnny Hartman, my favorite vocalist of all time. This next artist needs no introduction. Once you hear the opening notes of this, again, we're going a little off the reservation today with this particular artist. But once you hear these first couple notes, you'll appreciate it.
Thank you.
So much, it must have been so much fun to be Stevie Wonder's drummer, to be that guy locked in for, you know, I don't know, 6-8 years from, you know, whatever, 70 to 80 or thereabouts. Oh boy, that must have been just loads of fun to play that music. The reason I played that Stevie Wonder set, Sir Duke and I Wish, is that I read an article earlier today that was printed in today's New York Daily News about sort of the state of the popular standard songbook, and that those two songs really are hat tips to Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald and some of the other artists that are mentioned by name in those tunes. And I figured, what better way to salute that era than by playing not only some of that music, but also a salute to that era. This next artist is somebody I admire. They're sort of a revolving door, and again, we're sort of turning the page a little bit on today's show. This is a group called MFSB, and they were basically the house band for the quote-unquote Philadelphia sound. The group that was assembled out of Philly in the 1970s, they were the house band of the 70s for the Sigma Sound Studios. They were the house band for Gamble and Huff, and producer and arranger Tom Bell. They backed so many artists that came out of Philadelphia. It's not even funny. The OJs, the Stylistics, the Spinners, Wilson Pickett, one of my personal favorites, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And I, you know, when I was flipping through some music in preparation for today's show, I said, I mean, I just went through this sort of the R&B column, and because I realized that the instrumentation is very, very similar. The notations are different, and the vocal bits are very different, but still has a lot of the structure and backbone of a standard. And so, and certainly falls under the heading of jazz. So that's what this song is. This is a cheeky song called Cheaper to Keeper by MFSB, Mother, Father, Sister, Brother. Only here on New York Standard.
Thank you.
Jimmy Smith. Jimmy Smith from the Root Down record, Slow Down Sag. That's that album, such a fun record to put on, especially on a Saturday night. You got some folks coming over, you're putting some drinks together, some snacks together. That's a great record to put on in the background. What else can I say? John Coltrane, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, on New York Standard.
Thank you.
Softly as in a morning sunrise. John Coltrane. That is from the Village Vanguard recordings, the 61 recordings. Really, those, to me, that's another set of records that you could just put on in the background at a party, and everybody would have a great time just listening to the records, enjoying them. They're also the sort of records you could really get into and piece apart and do analysis of analyze the songs and, you know, all of that. I prefer to not overthink. I overthink everything else in my bloody life. Why should I overthink my favorite thing? I like what I like. I love what I love. Moving on. So this next tune is a I wouldn't even call it a request, because he didn't request it, but my friend Jonathan Graham, who I grew up with in Dallas, very specifically, when I posted that I was sort of doing a two-shot weekend, since I did last weekend's show last weekend and didn't get a chance to post it until today, August 4th, I figured, you know, just let people know that there would be two shows coming. And he said, you know, really liked the show, and we had an exchange earlier in the day about music, and he said that there were a handful of songs that reminded him of his father, who I think passed somewhat recently. I apologize if I'm missing that a little bit, but I don't care when you lose someone you love. I don't care if it's 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 minutes ago. It's still, the time does help, but it doesn't always heal. And so here's a song for Jonathan, for his dad, I guess, as well. This is a song I remember listening to a lot as a kid, too. And the band is America. The song is A Horse With No Name, on New York Standard.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
So I try to make corollaries between music and when I play songs that aren't part of this genre necessarily, I like to give rationale as to why. So I mentioned that song was sort of a dedication, if you will, to a friend and his father. But the connection to New York, it's a stretch, but it's a good one. One of my favorite comedians of all time. He's more of a comedic actor than a stand-up type guy. He was a great improv and impressionist, Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman, who lived for years in New York because he was on Saturday Night Live, was the graphic artist who worked with Poco and America, and there are a few other bands in there as well. You know, really, really hyper-talented guy who... And the album cover to that America Greatest Hits is the band standing in it looks like it's probably L.A., standing up, and Phil did the artwork for that. And so that's how I've justified playing that for you today. It is in its own right an American standard of sorts. Certainly not Rodgers and Hammerstein-esque, but the next and last two songs, you've noticed that we have not played any Nat Cole today, and so Nat Cole, live at the Circle Room, 1943, I think this was. This is a lot of fun. It's Only a Paper Moon and 1 o'clock Jump on New York Standard.
It's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Thank you.
about your love. It's a honky-tonk rig. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Music by the King Cole Trio. And of course, it's Matt Cole on the vocals, Oscar Moore, ace guitarist, and Johnny Miller on string bass. Now here's their version of Count Basie's instrumental 1 o'clock Jump.
Cole, 1 o'clock Jump. No arguments here. Well, this show was a lot of fun today. It was a little bit of this, a little bit more than a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. There's some good, different music here. We heard from Wynonie Harris. We heard from Sam Cooke. We heard from MFSB. That I may have to unearth more of their stuff to play because it's funny. Your mind plays tricks on you. You say, well, this group sounds like, or this group was a part of this movement, so therefore they sound like this, or they are like this. And at the end of the day, now jazz is a little bit more, a lot more creative variables within the genre than straight up pop and rock, but you still have the same structure across music. You only have so many notes, so many keys, etc. And so it's always interesting to explore this stuff. And so to play a song from a group like MFSB that sounds like it could have been recorded by Jimmy Smith or Big John Patton, that's a real pleasure, and it's a real pleasure to share that with you. So my name is Andre Archambault. This has been another edition of New York Standard. If you want to reach out to me, you can hit me up on Twitter at my personal Twitter feed, Archimbo. You can also reach me on email at nycstandard@gmail.com. Feel free to send requests, comments, feedback, anything. I appreciate it. Have a great week and look forward to seeing you and hearing you next week, only here on New York Standard.